The human gut microbiota is composed of different species which live together in a competitive environment. The most important phyla of the human gut microbiota are Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes. In the Bacteroidetes phylum, one of the most important genus is Bacteroides, whose species are able to digest and use a wide range of polysaccharides. This is because in the Bacteroides DNA, we can find polysaccharide utilization loci, also known as pools, which encode for different type of proteins as binding proteins, glycoside hydrolases or polysaccharide liases, transporters, with all together are involved in the detection and digestion of a wide range of polysaccharides. The main purpose of this project is to explore the ability of Bacteroides species from the human gut to digest beta-glucan from mycoprotein. Mycoprotein is the cell wall of the microfungus Fusarium venenatum used by core products. After the extraction of the beta-glucan from the crude mycoprotein, the first step is to explore the ability of different Bacteroides to grow in minimal media with beta-glucan as a carbon source. Once I know that different Bacteroides can use this beta-glucan as a substrate, the upregulation of different genes and the overexpression of the proteins encoded in these genes was seen when beta-glucan was the only carbon source in the media. That means that Bacteroides species, in this case Bacteroides cellulosilicus and Bacteroides vulgatus, they were both using specifically different pools for the utilization of the beta-glucan. After the purification of these proteins, I did the kinetic assess and I saw that different affinities and activities were present in the process. For example, endoglucanases, laminaridases, and also unknown proteins. The last set of experiments were the cross-feeding co-cultures to see if other bacteria, as for example Bifidobacterium, could grow in the beta-glucan of mycoprotein when Bacteroides are present in the media. Since Bifidobacterium are not described as a glycan degraders but a oligosaccharide degraders, the idea was to put together a main degrader and a secondary degrader to see if the main degrader, Bacteroides, can help Bifidobacterium to persist during the time. The data shows that Bifidobacterium, that is not able to grow in beta-glucan on its own, now can grow in the media using the products released by Bacteroides, mainly oligosaccharides. The next experiments to do for this project are to amplify the cross-feeding relations between Bacteroides and other beneficial bacteria as Lactobacillus, Akkermansia, and also other main degraders. All this data reveals a potential prebiotic effect of mycoprotein that can help beneficial bacteria of our gut to grow and persist.